Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. I'm Dhwani. Hope you are doing lovely today. So let's tune into conscious relationships. Today, I'm going to share with you about the healing of the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra develops around the ages of 6 months to 2 years. This chakra governs our relationship to the feminine within ourselves, our reproductive area, our femininity, our emotions. We are also determining the safety of expressing our feelings, experiencing emotions, connecting to our intuition. If from a young age these things are discouraged, especially for men, they are taught to not be emotional and not express their problems. So this can be very easy to disconnect from the sacral chakra. The imbalances associated are lack of connection to the feminine, resentment of your feminine part or your emotional side, disgust or fear about the reproductive area or the sexual organs, poor connection to mother or women in general. This is especially for men. An imbalance here often manifests as an inability to flow with emotions. Women may also lose their intuition if they are repressed here. Now ask yourself, who am I at the core? What are my ethics? This chakra connects to our core self, true power and values. This is where our power and our ego lies, helping us decipher what actions are in line with our values. In this space, we learn to understand what the feminine within ourselves, whether man or woman, feels like to us in our own bodies and how this energy shows herself in our day-to-day lives. Take time to define your personal code of conduct or ethics. Shift your lifestyle and daily routines to support these ethics. Our feminine is supported when our ethics are in line with our values. That is the idea that we practice what we preach. To unblock this chakra, allow yourself to become vulnerable enough to forgive yourself. Forgive others, sincerely forgive yourself, fearlessly forgive yourself and others. Give up all hope for a better past. Be fluid. It's gone. It can never come back. This chakra is also known as the water chakra. So allow yourself to feel pleasure despite the pain. Cuddle up for the pain and experience existential masochism. That is, the power of transforming pain into wisdom. Embrace the moment and allow your mindful breath to wash over you in a loving forgiveness. Now there are certain ways of balancing this chakra. One of the ways is by dynamic meditation or catharsis. This is a process of releasing and thereby providing relief from strong or repressed emotions. You can also call it purging. It is an effective technique to clear out the energy centers. It's an intense way to break from ingrained patterns and experience freedom and peace that is buried under all the negative thought forms and emotions. You can start by expressing anger or pent-up emotions by breathing chaotically, followed by an expression of repressed feelings by maybe dancing, crying, or jumping, singing, etc., whatever you feel comfortable with, and then chanting "Hu," which hits the sexual center of the body. The "Hu" should come from this center, from your pelvic region. After this cathartic experience, the practitioner eventually drifts into a meditative state. So, even if naturally you feel like crying, please don't repress it. The other way is by crystal healing. Orange calcite, jasper, orange, aventurine, amber, snowflake, obsidian, etc. These are the crystals which can help in healing this chakra. But before using, know the state of the chakra, whether it is overactive or underactive, and use the crystals accordingly with some consultation, okay? The next way is by beach mantra or sound therapy. The beach mantra of sacral chakra is Vam, like in root chakra we had Lam, right? V-A-M. During meditation, the practitioner is advised to bring awareness to this energy center and chant Vam 3 times, followed by Om 3 times. And the process can be continued for a few minutes and then followed by regular meditation. It can be said in the same way as I had showed you in the root chakra. Then there are some mudras or yogic practice. The Shakti Chalana mudra can be used to stimulate and calm the pelvic region. This is also the mudra of Goddess Durga and offers strength to the body, releases tension from the pelvic region, and calms the muscles. You can use this mudra while meditating or simply perform it throughout the day. Bring both your hands in front of you and join the tips of the ring and little finger, okay? Then fold the index, that is the first, and the middle finger, that is the second, with fingertips touching the base of the palm. Okay, coil it. And then the thumbs placed in between these fingers. Join the knuckles. Stay in this mudra while meditating and feel the energy flowing freely in your sacral chakra. Now there are some everyday practices, like some daily actions can be used to stimulate or balance our second chakra, like joining a creative hobby like painting, photography, pottery, you know, anything that is not necessarily to be done in an organized way. It can be done in a free-flowing way. It can be anything, cooking, singing, anything. Also, use herbs and oils to induce a sense of relaxation. Tell your your partner to massage your body, or you yourself can massage your body. Ginger, turmeric, garlic are are some few warming herbs, and it can be helpful in creating balance. Especially garlic is very good for our sexual energy. And consume orange colored foods like oranges, peaches, squashes, sweet potatoes, yams, papayas, mangoes, passion fruit. All these juicy fruits, you know, watery fruits, bring water to your sacral chakra. Even practicing meditation near water is very beneficial. Then there are some yogic practice. Having a daily yoga practice is a boon for all the chakras, not just this one. But some of the poses that directly help this chakra are Virasana, half moon pose, goddess pose, half monkey pose, wide-legged standing, forward bending poses, reclining bound angle pose, warrior pose, etc. Anything that, you know, helps to flow the energy, the stagnant energy in our pelvic region is helpful in exercise. Standard practices in Kundalini Yoga for balancing the energy in the sacral chakra are the Vajroli Mudra, that is contraction of your genitals, and there is the Ashwini Mudra, that is contraction of the anus. Okay. Then there is aromatherapy. There are essential oils, just like crystals, which are designed to overcome specific issues and problems. For sacral chakra, sandalwood is beautiful. It's very, very useful. Then there is lang lang oil. It's Y-L-A-N-G. Then there is tangerine oil, geranium oil, or mandarin oil. Sandalwood oil is easily available. You can use that. You can use sandalwood aroma everywhere near you. I do that every time. I love the smell. Simply put few drops on a cotton bud and inhale it, or use it in diffusers by adding a few drops of this oil. You can also add a few drops to bathing water and light orange color candles to enhance the effect. Practicing these few simple techniques can help you in more than one way, and these are very easy. You can do it. A healthy body, increased quality of life, inner contentment are few of the direct benefits of a balanced sacral chakra. And this chakra is commonly, you can say, married to creation and play. A connection in this area supports our feminine's desire to be in a constant state of fluid creation. In this space, people with wombs, that is women, can carry babies in the world, right? The divine feminine energy flowing from this spot can also help all people carry a baby, that is, regardless of men or women. Carrying a baby, like birthing a project or an idea into the world. With its proximity to our sexual body parts, this is also the place where we experience deep desire and longing. So, paint, draw, dance, play, exercise your creativity, be playful, smile more, engage with your sexual side, you know, to foreplay with yourself or with a partner, of course. Watch an erotic film. By that I do not mean porn. Or wear something enticing that, you know, you feel sexual within. These rituals increase creative energy, strengthens our feminine connection. Also, you can have very good sexual experience with yourself. For women, it is very, very beneficial because that increases their sexual energy. It enhances or it gives energy to the center. But for men, it is not a good idea. That is, I'm talking about masturbation. For men, masturbation is not good because that depletes their energy. Because the loss of semen is the reason why the energy is lost. I'll explain that in another video. It's a topic, a whole another topic. So anyways, the sacral chakra, which is located below the navel by the reproductive organs, honors the body, sexuality, and pleasurable experiences, right? When our sacral chakra is off balance, we are blocked in our sexuality, our sexual expression. Now, I do not mean the act of sex. I mean sexuality. It's a state of being. It is deep. Our commitments. We are blocked in our commitments. And the ability to enjoy experiences, any experience, or take care of our body properly. The woman who, women, men, whoever, who do not take care of their body, they are kind of, that blocks their sexual energy. Like living a healthy lifestyle, maintaining a proper hygiene outside and inside, that is, ingesting beneficial food for your body. This always enhances our sexual energy. Now there are some things like smoking, alcohol. These dry up our sacral chakra. These substances absorb water from our body. That is why smoking and alcohol is not a good idea for women. Even coffee does that. But coffee does not have a very large impact. But yes, addiction of coffee is, you know, you will see the result. But yes, smoking and alcohol, from women especially, that dries their sacral chakra. Even for men. So that is why pregnant women are not advised to smoke and drink, because a proper amount of fluid, the amniotic fluid, water, has to be maintained for the babies, for the, you know, eggs comfort. Especially in men, there are, you know, conditions like erectile dysfunction if they take all these substances in high amounts or high frequencies. So I encourage you to lessen, at least consider to lessen these substances if you are, you know, taking these things, smoking or hard drinks or anything like that. Okay, so to heal the sacral chakra, I want you to sit in a very relaxed position. Place your hand over your lower abdomen and fill it up with an orange light. I want you to close your eyes and place your hands on your pelvic region. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Everything in, everything out. And imagine an orange light in your pelvic region. Focus your energy on the navel. The sacral chakra is very easy to access and transform as it responds to emotional and creative self-expression. Notice how you feel about your connection to your body and your body's fluid connection to the cosmos. Imagine your emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical fluids flowing out into the cosmos like rivers into an ocean. Visualize yourself moving with the tide of your body's natural rhythm in balance with the greater cosmic rhyme. Loosen your shoulders, you loosen your body parts. Just relax, take deep breaths, and pay attention to these words. I love and accept my body. I have healthy boundaries. I'm open to experiencing the present moment through my senses. I am passionate. I feel pleasure and abundance with every breath I take. I nourish my body with healthy food and clean water. I know how to take care of my needs. I value and respect my body. I allow myself to experience pleasure. My sexuality is sacred. You can open your eyes now. With the opening of the sacral chakra, Kundalini has become aware of itself. As it moves its way up, our consciousness begins to blossom. Our power is growing. Our ability for self-transformation is beginning to manifest. The spark has struck the kindling of our spirit. In the next level, the Manipura chakra is the resulting fire. Well, that was all for today. So stay tuned till my next video. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye. Have a good time.